Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The easiest thing, the thing that would make, I mean, just everything easy on every Browns fan and on this station would be if Deshaun checked every single box this year. He would, right? Stays healthy, plays like a top five quarterback. You win the division, which you haven't done in forever. It actually wasn't even this division. It was a different division. That was, I believe, four NFL teams ago. That's how long this has been since you won the division. But Deshaun plays like a top five quarterback. He stays healthy. You win the division. You win the Super Bowl. You do all these great things. That's the easiest way to end any debate about the Deshaun contract. But that's a hope. The hope is at some point in the next little bit, whether it's this year, next year, beyond, you can validate the contract and the trade. That's not where we should be today. And, like, guys, even within the first, like, 17 regular season games, there are boxes for him to check. Consistency, health. All right, first you got to prove that you're over the old injury. And then you got to prove you can stay healthy. And then you got to go ahead and keep, this offense has to continue to grow. And, like, I'm looking at this where I'm like, I think the Browns are going to have a successful time early in the season because of the defense. And by midseason, I need the offense to find their groove and go off on a run. But this is a work in progress. So there are boxes, basic boxes, that Deshaun has to check. And then there are basic boxes the team has to check. And the first one is win enough games to get to the playoffs. And so I just find it hard to believe if we come out of this and we get another playoff spot, even if it's another Houston, If the response to that is cynical, my mind will be blown. I will not understand it on any level, considering where we've been the last 2 years. And honestly, the anxiety and dread we've had about this deal biting us in the booty.
This deal with Deshaun Watson, like I said earlier, has become so like divided about what the expectations are for this season and for really his tenure, right? Like, if Deshaun does not get us playoff wins this year, next year, what are the Browns supposed to do?
I think you're flip-flopping.
I'm thinking through it.
Uh-huh. Go ahead and keep thinking through it. Because you said, previously you had said, just making the playoffs is enough.
Well, I only say that, Nick, because the Browns have not made the playoffs with him as the starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my first thought was that if they can make that step, then it starts to make the deal worthwhile.
So
I don't assume they're definitely going to lose if they get to the postseason, but I think that certainly should be the goal.
Oh yeah,
to get there.
See, I think so.
So I'm maybe we're just saying the same thing, but
well, I think it's hopes versus expectations. I expect. Listen, I kind of took a shot at people who talked about the softened schedule last year, and yes, it was a weak schedule last year, and they caught a lot of good breaks. They also had the worst breaks with their own quarterback luck and health in general. At one point, they had more money. Actually, for most of that season, they had more money on the IL than anybody else in football by a wide margin. Some of that was Deshaun. A lot of that, I mean, you had Conklin there. You had several members. I can't remember everybody off the top of my head, but you had a lot of injuries last year, and even your depth was compromised a part of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to say, well, soften schedule. Yeah, five different quarterbacks, Jack. So if I start with the idea of, listen, I think for you to make the playoffs, I think Deshaun's going to have to play 15 games or more because the schedule is going to be tougher. And even though I have a lot of faith in Jameis, I don't know it's righteous to expect Jameis to lead you to the playoffs if Deshaun plays 10 games. I think you should be competitive. I expect you to be in the conversation. But the number one thing that has to happen, in my opinion, for this team to go to the playoffs is Deshaun being healthy. 15 games or more. I could be talked
honestly,
into 14 games or more.
I could say it again.
I could be talked into 14 games or
That's
more.
What I was going to say.
Were you just trying to $1 Bob me?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Points for honesty. But no, I just... So to bring this all back, though, if you get through, you know, all I've heard is the dread and the uncertainty, and those are all fair things to think. But why are we doing that now? Like, why? Oh man, the schedule's tough. So like every other team in the AFC can say it's tough because they have an AFC schedule. Whether it's an AFC North schedule, whether it's a third place schedule. There are very few easy games on anybody's schedule in the AFC. You know, like, so the schedule thing matters, but yeah. Yeah, by the way, if they make it through this schedule, we're going to look at this and go, oh man, they just made the playoffs on that schedule, with or without Deshaun. But, like, I think there's something really important, and it's this idea of the confidence that Deshaun's going to be able to play through the contract. Guys, we got Ryan Wilson and other draft Knicks mocking quarterbacks to the Browns on the presumption that Deshaun isn't going to work out this year. Even though you still got to pay him 2 years later, if Deshaun can't stay healthy this year, that will be the conversation going into the offseason, and not just from draft Knicks, but it's going to be an uncomfortable conversation, and it's going to be one that is the right thing to be said. So that's how close we are to having to start wondering what a Deshaunless, and by the way, you're still going to have to pay him every cent.
Oh, yeah.
So
good news is it's not your money.
Well, that's, I should say, Jimmy Haslam or Jimmy and D Haslam are going to have to pay him every cent. So it's not ridiculous to think that 1 year of healthy Deshaun with the playoffs take so much of the pressure off this situation.
Well, that's why they have to make the playoffs. That's why Deshaun has to stay healthy, because I don't know how he's going to, like in the future, have any confidence if he can't.
Okay, but then the opposite should be true, right? If we, because we're really
good. Of course it's true.
Well, but we're really good at going to the negative degree.
Who's we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
It's the royal we. It's the royal we. Okay. And I do have a mouse in my pocket. Thank you very much.
That's what she said.
That's pretty good. But no, if to the nth degree is, well, how can he be confident? And, man, you're going to have to go get a quarterback. Well, okay, then going the exact opposite way, which is he's healthy, hadn't been that in 2 years, which is he plays well enough for you to be a playoff team, which he hasn't since he was in Houston. Guys, how is that not just a massive win in and of itself? 216-474-0092. But this other idea of having confidence that you're not going to have to, I don't want to say bail on Deshaun, because he's going to be here. He's going to have a 216 area code until this thing's over, because you're not cutting him and taking that cap hit before the end of this contract. But if this season goes poorly, that to the nth degree, which is all anybody can go down, guys, guys, we're going to have to start making plans so that you can stay competitive with or without Deshaun. That's the worst case scenario. So answering all those questions is a gigantic success. Making the playoffs and reversing all the negative thrust that you have the last 2 years is a massive, massive, massive success before we get to what do they do in the playoffs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.